From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Do have strong thunderstorms moving through Linn County for about the next 20 minutes or so.
Support for KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com.
It's 3:06.
From NPR News, this...
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter. Serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We will have an update of news headlines in about 11 minutes. Then, talk about rising beef prices. We'll talk about the underlying cycle of prices, rising feed prices, drought, parasites, all squeezing cattle farmers. What's next in the beef market? Then, are trade deficits really that bad? A KU professor actually has some thoughts on that.
The phenomenon of Mr. Trump, President Trump, and Trump trade policy does not arise ex nihilo. It doesn't come out of nothing.
Talking tariffs with KU Distinguished Professor of Law, Raj Bala. Coming up in just about 25 minutes here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Crystal Image, hosting an open house event celebrating 21 years in business. Now at a new location at 11th and Kentucky in Lawrence. Thursday, September 18th, 4 to 6 p.m.
The Topeka Symphony focused on film music for their April 2024 concert. You can hear themes from The Mission, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Last of the Mohicans, and more on a nostalgic Classics Live featuring the Topeka Symphony this evening at 7 on your KPR 1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR 2, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for KPR Presents. The time is 3:20.
Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. The latest news from Steve Inskeep, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio with the local news.
If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle that's sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are up next. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Manhattan. The time is 3:30.
2023. In each of the past 2 years, we have driven down crime.
While federal control of the city's police force has expired, National Guard troops and federal agents remain for now. Trump, meantime, is threatening to send troops into other Democrat-led cities. For NPR News, I'm Alex Koma in Washington.
Ukraine's defense minister says his country's troops and engineers will join their Polish counterparts on training to combat Russian drone attacks. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports the cooperation comes after Poland shot down Russian drones recently that violated its airspace.
Poland's defense minister, Władysław Kosiniak-Kamysz, was in Kyiv for the announcement. His Ukrainian counterpart, Denis Shmyhal, told reporters in Kyiv that the joint group's focus will be air defense from Russian drones and missiles. Shmyhal says this group will integrate the latest defense technologies to protect civilians and critical infrastructure against, quote, our common enemy, referring to Russia. On September 10th, more than 20 Russian drones crossed into Polish airspace. Poland shot down several of them, the first time a NATO country has engaged with Russian military assets since the beginning of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022.
That's Joanna Kakissis reporting from Kyiv. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A new audit in Kansas shows an affordable housing tax credit will cost the state up to $1 billion of revenue over the next 15 years. Kansas Affordable Housing Tax Credit was approved in 2022 with bipartisan support to incentivize developers to build more rent-controlled units for low-income residents. Lawmakers pared down the incentives earlier this year over concerns that it cost the state too much money. Auditor Josh Luthai says the law now allows the state to award up to $100 million of tax credits until 2028.
And because those credits can be claimed annually, every year for 10 years, that's about potentially $1 billion in foregone tax revenues.
He says the state so far has awarded $73 million of credits for a total of $730 million over the next 10 years to support 67 housing projects. A quarterly trade report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture no longer includes a written analysis to explain its data. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks reports that has some economists worried about transparency.
The outlook for U.S. agricultural trade is a forecast of imports and exports for products like rice and coffee, assembled by the USDA. Some economists say that omitting the analysis makes these reports less useful. Carlisle Ford Runge is an economics and law professor at the University of Minnesota.
Because the narrative that accompanied the data was provided by analysts at USDA who spend time and effort considering the information in ways that outsiders can't typically do.
The two most recent reports only included the data. Politico reported that the Trump administration delayed a report from May because it showed the agricultural trade deficit going up. The USDA did not respond to requests for comment. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, sunshine, highs in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear through the evening, clouding up a bit after midnight, lows around 60. 40% chance of rain on Saturday morning with highs in the lower 80s by the afternoon. A 50% chance of showers and storms Saturday night with a low in the lower 60s.
Support for NPR.
Smith, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Capital One with the Capital One Saver Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The Trump administration's tariffs on imported goods have had at least one positive outcome so far. They've prompted Americans to educate themselves about international trade. That's a conclusion drawn by University of Kansas Distinguished Professor of Law Raj Bala. Professor Bala appeared on a recent episode of the KU podcast When Experts Attack, where he talked tariffs with the KU News Service's Mike Krings.
We have had the greatest disruption. I think there is a silver lining in all these deficits, and I love your question for it. It's encouraged Americans to get better educated about what is a trade deficit and why does it matter? Why should I care about it?
That was University of Kansas Distinguished Professor of Law Raj Bala speaking with the KU News Service's Mike Krings. You can hear the full interview on the KU podcast, When Experts Attack.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Many other frequencies to choose from as well all around the state. Or you can stream us. KansasPublicRadio.org is one way to do that. Or you can use our app. We have a version for iOS and a version for Android. If you haven't picked it up yet, it is worth your time. Coming up in our next half hour, Donald Trump and late-night television host Jimmy Kimmel have a long history of criticizing each other. Now, Kimmel's show is off the air indefinitely.
They have a license granted by us at the FCC, and that comes with it an obligation to operate in the public interest.
So we all have some questions, and we'll try to get some answers about free speech, money, power, Who Owns the Airwaves, all coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show in the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com.
It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock. The latest news headlines, plus lots of interesting features, in-depth examinations of issues, not just the gloss. Matthew Algio will be your local host tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 4 o'clock.
And the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Abilene, 73 in Chanute. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We are going to talk very shortly about cringe culture, where it's coming from, how it's hurting us, how leaning into cringe is good for art. Betting they're not going to bring up the Frankfurt School. It's just a guess, just off the top of my head, just a guess that Adorno does not figure in this conversation. Also in the next 30 minutes, combat medicine, advances in combat medicine. It's been rolling right along in the last couple of years. We'll talk about that, and we'll get you the details on the deportation of a pro-Palestinian activist. This was ordered by an immigration judge in Louisiana. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering fieldwork fun with K-Pop Sunday, September 21st, in front of Dyke Hall. Activities for all ages, including paleontology, biology, and meteorology. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Following All Things Considered this evening, we'll have Classics Live on KPR One stations, followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. It's Thursday. You know what that means. Tango Thursday. And your most requested piano concerto by Rachmaninoff. That gets underway at 8 o'clock tonight on your KPR One stations. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:20.
Seth Meyers, what's next for late night TV? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. You will hear Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, hosting their fall membership drive September 17th through September 21st. Information on how to support KJHK is available at kjhk.org.
Hope you'll stick around. Play more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight. But up next, news headlines. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence and 70 in Topeka. It is 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A new audit in Kansas shows an affordable housing tax credit will cost the state up to $1 billion of revenue over the next 15 years. The Kansas Affordable Housing Tax Credit was approved in 2022 with bipartisan support to incentivize developers to build more rent-controlled units for low-income residents. Lawmakers pared down the incentives earlier this year over concerns that it cost the state too much money. Auditor Josh Luthi says the law now allows the state to award up to $100 million of tax credits until 2028.
And because those credits can be claimed annually, every year for 10 years, that's about potentially $1 billion in foregone tax revenues.
He says the state has so far awarded $73 million in credits for a total of $730 million over the next 10 years to support 67 housing projects. A Wyandotte County deputy sheriff has been charged with murder in connection with the death of a jail inmate back in July. Sam Zeff reports.
Court records show that Richard Fatherly has been charged with second-degree murder and, in the alternative, involuntary manslaughter. He's accused of killing 50-year-old Charles Adair, who was in the Wyandotte County Jail, for failing to pay traffic tickets. The coroner's report revealed Fatherly was kneeling on Adair's back in something police call prone restraint. Adair, investigators say, was in the jail infirmary being treated for a previous leg wound. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said Adair was pronounced dead 40 minutes after being found unresponsive. I'm Sam Zeff.
The Prairie Village Police Department announced yesterday it is conducting a criminal investigation into a local Catholic priest. For the Johnson County Post, Kate Mays filed this report.
The investigation involves an adult victim and Father Richard Story, who has been pastor of the Curia of Ours Parish in Leawood since 2015. According to the Archdiocese of Kansas City and Kansas, Story submitted his resignation and is prohibited from functioning publicly as a priest during this time. The Archdiocese said in a statement that they are, quote, devastated by this situation, and that they are fully cooperating with police. Archbishop Sean McKnight also launched a preliminary canonical investigation. The Archdiocese asked anyone with information to contact the Prairie Village Police Department. No charges have been filed against Story. For the Johnson County Post, I'm Kate Mays.
And a Kansas lawmaker is proposing a constitutional amendment that would eliminate vehicle, property, and income taxes in Kansas. Under the proposal made by Republican Representative Blake Carpenter, those taxes would be replaced by raising sales taxes and eliminating some exemptions. KSNT reports Carper presented his proposal at a legislative committee meeting on taxation yesterday. This is KPR.
This is All Things Considered.
Five Live, Saturday, 5 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online. We are streaming at kansaspublicradio.org, both KPR1 and KPR2. We simulcast during the news magazines from NPR, so hi, KPR1. Hi, KPR2. But we're streaming even when they're not simulcasting. Check it out when you have a moment at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release show of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics. Saturday, September 27th, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines. Then we talk with our White House correspondent, Danielle Kurtzleben, and diplomatic correspondent, Michelle Kellerman, about what happened during Donald Trump's visit to the United Kingdom. Big summit being held there. Did the president get everything he wanted? What did he compromise on? We'll talk about it. Then we will have a quick primer on what power the FCC exactly has over television stations. It's all coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Stick around. 40% chance of showers and storms tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high in the lower 80s. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Over his comments about Charlie Kirk's murder. What's next for late night TV on the next morning edition from NPR News.
You will hear that tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Emporia. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
73 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Topeka. Clouds have lightened up a little bit, so seeing some sunshine. The time is 5:06.
From NPR News, this is All Things
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next half hour, CDC advisors are voting on whether to stop recommending a hepatitis B shot for newborns. Also, they're addressing the question of discontinuing a combined vaccine. This one shot provides immunity to measles and chickenpox. So are they going to get rid of that combined shot? Rob Stein's going to talk about it. Also, we will hear from yet another episode of When Experts Attack today, talking about tariffs. It's more interesting than you think. Stick around. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Join us Saturday evening for KPR's Live at the Green Lady Lounge. This week, it's the return of Alex Abramovitz and his swinging Kansas City jazz band celebrating the birthday of Count Basie, with some favorites including Shorty George, Moton Swing, and Lester Leaps In. We'll hear some classic Kansas City jazz next time on Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday evening at 6 on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
It's 73 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:20.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers. What's next for late night TV on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight, national, international, and regional. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show in the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at mixmaster2025.com.
We have news headlines coming up next. It is 74 degrees in Topeka. It's 5:30.
On Wall Street, stocks finished higher across the board today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A Wyandotte County deputy sheriff has been charged with murder in connection with the death of a jail inmate in July. Sam Zeff has more.
Court records show that Richard Fatherly has been charged with second-degree murder and, in the alternative, involuntary manslaughter. He's accused of killing 50-year-old Charles Adair, who was in the Wyandotte County Jail, for failing to pay traffic tickets. The coroner's report revealed Fatherly was kneeling on Adair's back in something police call prone restraint. Adair, investigators say, was in the jail infirmary being treated for a previous leg wound. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said Adair was pronounced dead 40 minutes after being found unresponsive. I'm Sam Zeff.
The Prairie Village Police Department announced yesterday that it is conducting a criminal investigation into a local Catholic priest. For the Johnson County Post, Kate Mays reports.
The investigation involves an adult victim and Father Richard Story, who has been pastor of the Curia of Ours Parish in Leawood since 2015. A According to the Archdiocese of Kansas City and Kansas, Story submitted his resignation and is prohibited from functioning publicly as a priest during this time. The Archdiocese said in a statement that they are, quote, devastated by this situation, and that they are fully cooperating with police. Archbishop Sean McKnight also launched a preliminary canonical investigation. The Archdiocese asked anyone with information to contact the Prairie Village Police Department. No charges have been filed against Story. For the Johnson County Post, I'm Kate Mays.
A Kansas lawmaker is proposing a constitutional amendment that would eliminate vehicle, property, and income taxes in Kansas. Under the proposal by Republican Representative Blake Carpenter, those taxes would be replaced by raising sales taxes and eliminating some tax exemptions. KSNT reports Carpenter presented his proposal at a legislative committee meeting on taxation yesterday. Carpenter says his plan would end vehicle taxes in 6 years, property taxes in 13 years, and income taxes in about 40 years. Some lawmakers were skeptical of this plan, saying it would take too much power away from the legislature. Others worried sales tax increases would hurt Kansans in the short term. 40% chance of rain tonight with lows in the upper 50s. You're listening to KPR and it's 5:35.
Support for
News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Capital One with the Capital One Saver Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The Trump administration's tariffs on imported goods have had at least one positive outcome so far. They have prompted Americans to educate themselves about international trade. Now, that's a conclusion that's been drawn by University of Kansas Distinguished Professor of Law Raj Bala. Professor Bala appeared on a recent episode of the KU podcast called When Experts Attack. He talked tariffs with the KU News Service's Mike Krings.
We have had the greatest. I think there is a silver lining in all these deficits, and I love your question for it. It's encouraged Americans to get better educated about what is a trade deficit and why does it matter? Why should I care about it?
We've been listening to University of Kansas Distinguished Professor of Law Raj Bala speaking with the KU News Service's Mike Krings. You can hear the full interview on the KU podcast called When Experts Attack.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Many other frequencies all listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. You can also stream us at that same address or use our app. We have a version for iOS. We have a version for Android.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter with locations in Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia, providing compassionate care for animals in need, including spay and neuter programs to help reduce pet overpopulation. Details at prairiepaws.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, and we're going to try and get some answers to really serious questions about free speech, money, and power, and how they all intersect. This all has to do with the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live. That story and a whole lot more still to come. Stay with us. 40% chance of showers and storms tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 80s. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 77 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 6.
The way business leaders manage people, money, and agents today so they can transform tomorrow. Workday, moving business forever forward. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Jimmy Kimmel has been pulled off the air following a threat from the FCC over his comments about Charlie Kirk's murder. What's next for Late Night TV on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan at 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. You are listening to KPR. It is 6 o'clock.